Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the former British paratrooper charged in respect of Bloody Sunday is due to appear at Derry Courthouse next month for committal proceedings. There's been condemnation of the removal of flags from Lifford Bridge last night after they were erected in preparation for a national hunger strike commemoration this weekend. It's still unclear as to whether a removal operation will take place of a whale washed up in an estuary near Remelton. And it's been revealed that a primary school in Donegal has a record class size with 42 pupils in one classroom. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with PJ Lynch coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferter. But first in news, the former British paratrooper charged in respect of Bloody Sunday is due to appear at Derry Courthouse on September the 18th for committal proceedings. The soldier, known only as Lance Corporal F, is to be prosecuted for murder, attempted murder and wounding with intent. Donald Kavanagh has more.
In March of this year, the Public Prosecution Service said there was sufficient evidence to charge Lance Corporal F with the murders of James Ray and William McKinney. He's also accused of the attempted murder of four others who were wounded. Madden and Finucane solicitors represent the families of William McKinney and Patsy O'Donnell, who was wounded on the day and is now deceased. They also represent Joe Friel, Michael Quinn and Joe Mahon, all of whom were wounded. In a statement this afternoon, Madden and Finucane say their clients have been formally notified of the Wednesday, September 18th date by a senior lawyer within the Public Prosecution Service. They add the PPS has now received outstanding material that was required from the PSNI to finalise the court papers. Those papers are being finalised and will be served on the former soldier's defence lawyers. At this stage, they say it's not known if Lance Corporal F intends to challenge the prosecution evidence at committal.
There's been condemnation of the removal of flags from Lifford Bridge last night after they were erected in preparation for a national hunger strike commemoration in Lifford and Strabane on Sunday. In a joint statement, Donegal Councillor Gary Doherty and Mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council Michaela Boyle say that the loyalists involved in ripping down and stealing a large number of tricolours from Lifford Bridge in the early hours of this morning will fail in their attempt to disrupt preparations for the cross-border parade which will take place as part of the commemoration. Councillor Gary Doherty has been outlining what happened.
We have a major national event happening in Lifford and Strabane on Sunday with the National Hunger Strike commemoration coming to the northwest. This is a major national event which attracts thousands of people every year, and in anticipation and in preparation for the event, flags were erected along the parade route around Lifford Village, around Lifford Town and on Lifford Bridge last night, in anticipation of the thousands of people that are going to be in both towns on Sunday. And unfortunately, in the early hours of this morning, two groups of people in two cars ripped down as many flags as they could before they were challenged by local people who were subjected to sectarian abuse. It's despicable that anybody would go out of their way to carry out such an act. You know, this was people just trying to decorate a parade route ahead of what's going to be a major march on Sunday, and it's just so disappointing that this would happen.
Now, obviously, the erection of flags is, in some people's minds, going to be provocative, and certainly many in the nationalist community take exception to the erection of flags during the marching season.
The way we look at it, Donal, is everybody has their right to their own tradition, their own culture, and certainly everyone has the right to remember their own dead with dignity and pride, and we just feel that it's sad that anybody would be so small-minded to engage in such futile acts. And but to be honest with you, we feel that these actions will only serve to strengthen the resolve of Republicans and those in the wider community to pay tribute to the hunger strikers on Sunday.
Nearly 20% of primary school pupils are being taught in classes with 30 or more children. New figures show of the over 3,000 primary schools across the country, almost one in five are in overcrowded classrooms. The OECD estimates the average class size in most developed countries is 21, while the Department of Education recommends class sizes of no more than 25. Two schools in Galway and one in Donegal were teaching pupils in record class sizes of 42. INTO General Secretary John John Boyle says government investment is urgently needed.
All it would take is €4.5 million to reduce class size by one from budget 2020. Children would really thrive in Ireland. There would be far more one-to-one attention in a class of 20 rather than a class of 30 or 40, as was announced today. And all the research that has been done on this issue shows that there are huge benefits for children in smaller classes. You even have greater teacher retention.
The CEO of the Western Development Commission says it's committed to working with Donegal County Council and other agencies to promote the Northwest economy. Thomas O'Shaughnessy was speaking after the board held a meeting in the Colab facility at Letterkenny Institute of Technology. He says the meeting was focused on growing and developing Donegal and the west of Ireland by investing in tech, connecting digital working hubs and promoting the region's unmatched quality of life.
All of this is happening in the context of the recent launch of our Work Smarter, Live Better strategy, and in broad terms that really is about raising the profile of the region and what the West as a whole has to offer. One of the key focuses is around remote working, and we're working currently with the Enterprise Hub in Stranorla and other enterprise hubs to promote the scope for those to work remotely, many of those who are based not only abroad but in other cities, and reduce the amount of commuting and allow people to stay in their local areas. And in the longer term, what we're looking at is using the Western Investment Fund and other aspects where we lend to communities and increase the appetite for and the availability of that finance and investment equity for Donegal and the other counties across the west and the northwest.
When you sit down with Gary Martin of Donegal County Council and others who are involved in development at a local level, to what extent do you find your priorities and your strategies are dovetailing? Because I'm sure ultimately what you want is for one to work off the other and for one to complement the other.
We're very fortunate in having partners such as Donegal County Council, Udras and Delta, they're also operating in Donegal, and indeed the likes of LYIT and other key stakeholders within the county that are, first of all, work very well together and are very open to working with us and the other state agencies, the likes of EI and the IDA and that. And we're particularly focused on, while Donegal shares many of the similar challenges to other counties, particularly in the context of Brexit, it does face specific challenges, so we're very keen to work with Donegal County Council and with the other stakeholders in Donegal to ensure as much as possible that we can support them in the work that they're doing.
A West Tyrone MLA is claiming that a leaked Brexit memo shows the true impact of a no-deal scenario. The memo is understood to suggest that agriculture trade could stop in the north within 24 hours, there will be consumer panic, and there could potentially be a security threat within 14 days of a no-deal Brexit. MLA Daniel McCrossan says there's huge concern over the memo and also at the new British Prime Minister's stance on Brexit.
Many of us in rural communities, particularly across West Tyrone, Donegal and other places, are hugely worried. The memo details the unimaginable impact it could have on businesses and even the public sector. The big concern here is really the looseness of the Prime Minister and his approach to Brexit. This stump on your feet, bluff and bluster approach of, oh, we'll leave without a deal by the 31st of October if the EU doesn't remove the backstop. And rather than antagonising the European Union and the Irish government, the Prime Minister and his government need to get real and realise that their path of destruction will cause many casualties, especially in the north of Ireland. No pot of money put aside by the British government can undo the damage of a no-deal Brexit or what it will cause to the communities that I represent.
What about the Irish government here? Do you think that they're doing enough?
The leadership of the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar and Simon Coveney, has been second to none. They've been absolutely very, very strong on the Irish border issue and ensuring that the rights of our citizens right across the entirety of the island of Ireland have been protected and will continue to ensure that that's the case. They must remain steadfast in a position and not move off the square. The backstop is the ultimate insurance policy that protects the rights of all of the people here. Any move from that will be devastating. There's big, big concerns about how Brexit and certainly the discussions of a no-deal Brexit will impact on every aspect of life and also the damage that has been done since Boris Johnson's come in. If you look at how the pound has crashed against the euro and the impact that's going to have on our economy, I would ask the Irish government to remain very strong in their position and don't allow themselves to be bullied by the British government or indeed Boris Johnson, which I have every certainty they will not.
A fallen walker has been rescued from Bamba's Crown in Malin. The Coast Guard was alerted at around lunchtime today with the Greencastle Coast Guard and Rescue 118 helicopter tasked to the scene. The walker has since been airlifted to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment to a fractured ankle. It's still unclear as to whether a removal operation will take place of a whale washed up in an estuary near Remalton. The dead mammal, measuring about 25 feet in length, was discovered by locals in recent days. The Irish Whale and Dolphin Group are to be notified of the beaching, with an investigation expected to be carried out to determine how the whale came to be there and the cause of death. John McAteer, editor of the Tyrconnell Tribune, says it's a rare occurrence for the area and there's a lot of interest locally in the whale.
So far, we are aware that it looks to be a carcass that is stuck on in the estuary. It's called Glar, which is very heavy-duty mud. It's a very tidal area, but the tides are running very, very low there at the moment. And there are about hundreds and hundreds of acres of it, and it's in the centre of that. It's in an area known as Leckie's Isle or the Ochnish Estuary. It's about 1.5 miles from Remalton. And we had hoped that somebody with a drone might have been fit to go out there or send a drone out there and get a picture of it. But there's a lot of interest in it, Catherine.
And at this point, do we know, will there be some sort of a removal operation of the carcass in the near future?
We're not aware of anything like that happening at all because we were not able to get in touch with anyone. We were made aware of it on Tuesday. I went out there and took a photograph of it. I didn't expect that it would print, but it has printed quite well in the paper. We know that other pictures have been taken since where it seems to have moved closer to the shore at Ballylin. Whether the council would regard this as something that's necessary for removal and disposal of, I'm not too sure. It is a substantial mammal, probably, like looking at here in the pictures, probably 20, 25 feet long. We don't know how long it has been there, but it's a rare sighting, like so far in that area, because Leckie's Isle is a substantial distance from the sea.
Gardaí and Donegal have issued a warning ahead of a midsummer teenage disco due to be held in Letterkenny tonight. They say they are aware that temptation and peer pressure is a huge part of teenage life, but are urging all parents to discuss the dangers of alcohol and drugs with their children ahead of the event and ensure travel arrangements have been made. Gardaí are also asking parents and guardians to make sure teens only have enough money with them for purposes of travel, entry to the club and soft drinks. The Communications Minister has admitted figuring out how to enforce a new broadcasting charge will be a challenge. The TV licence fee is to be scrapped and replaced with a new charge, which anyone who has a laptop will have to pay. It's in an effort to crack down on the 12% of people who currently evade the €160 fee. The government is to tender for a collector of the current TV licence fee before the charge is reformed. Minister Richard Burton says how the charge will be enforced needs to be worked out.
I think that is the challenge of designing a new approach. I mean, the advice we've got from the group who are experts in this field is to go towards a device independent. We need to get the work done to design that in a robust way that is both enforceable, as you say, but is also seen as fair. I mean, I think it can be made workable.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, where the massive 5th birthday sale has up to 50% off selected lines of clothing and footwear until this Sunday. Shop online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
14 minutes past 5 and time for the latest in sport with PJ Lynch.
Thanks, Michaela. We'll start with soccer, and Finn Harps are on the hunt for safety in the Premier Division, and that continues tonight as they hope to get further ahead of UCD when the Ballybuffet side host Bohemians at Finn Park. Harps are 3 points ahead of the Students, though the Dublin side do have a game in hand. It will be no easy task tonight, however, as Bows are third in the league table and have beaten Ollie Horgan's men 3 times already this year. Horgan told Chris Ashmore about the importance of the supporters at this stage of the season.
It's hugely important to us in every way. You know, Chris, like, they were brilliant on Friday night, which, okay, you know, we didn't fall behind in a game, but we need them if we fall behind to back us probably even more, Chris, and that's going to happen. You know, please God it won't happen on Friday night, but it's going to happen, you know, sooner or later. It's then we need them most, you know, but they've been brilliant. They've, you know, we need them to come out on Friday to try and drive us on to get a point or whatever we can get out of it. And they'll be hugely important to whether we get to play a spot or not.
Finn Harps manager Ollie Horgan there. Dermot Doherty will bring you live updates here on Highland Radio from Finn Park as from the 8 p.m. kickoff time. Derry City are still pushing for a third place finish and European football next year. They travel to Dublin tonight to face UCD. They're currently sitting 4th place behind Bohemians, with 3 points behind the teams. The Kandy Stripes played out a scoreless draw with UCD the last time they faced off, and manager Declan Devine says they won't be complacent going into this one.
You can look down your nose sometimes, or you think that you just have to turn up, they play, but certainly won't get that from us tomorrow night. We're going down there very focused. We're going down there knowing that, you know, we drop points against UCD at the Brandywell. We're also going down there knowing that if we don't perform to our levels, then they're capable of taking something from us again. So I think what you'll find tomorrow night is a very disciplined and very determined performance from our guys. I trust our players with everything I have in my body, because what they've done this year is they've kept coming back for more. Yes, every time we've had a setback, we've came back and performed.
As Derry manager Declan Devine. There's one other game in the League of Ireland Premier Division this evening, and that sees Cork City hosting St Patrick's Athletic at Turner's Cross. Manchester United are on the verge of completing the signing of Harry Maguire. It's reported they've agreed a world record fee for a defender of £85 million for the Leicester centre half. The move is subject to Maguire passing a medical, but he will become United's third signing of the summer. An Irish female match official would be part of the team taking charge of this month's UEFA Super Cup later on this month. Michelle O'Neill has been selected to assist Frances Stephanie Frappar, who will referee the game. It's the first time a major UEFA men's match has been officiated by a woman. In Gaelic games, Donegal will be hope to look forward to an All-Ireland semi-final after their crunch tie with Mayo tomorrow in Castlebar. A draw will be enough to guarantee Donegal a spot in the last four, while it's all or nothing for Mayo as they need a win to go through. Donegal manager Declan Bonner knows that Mayo are a quality outfit, but says they'll be concentrating on themselves this weekend instead of their opponents.
They are an experienced side, they are a quality side, they're in that top two or three sides in the country, have been for the last 6-7 years. They're playing in their own backyard, and it would be foolish now for us to underestimate any opponent, particularly a Mayo. So we know the task, we know the challenge ahead of us, and that we know, but at the end of the day, if we look after our end of it and get our level of performance to where we know we can get to, then we're in a big, big chance. We prepare for every game the exact same way. We look at their strengths and weaknesses, and we analyse all of that there, and then more importantly, we look at where we can get, where we can hurt the opposition. You know, we will be focusing solely on where, you know, we can get our level of performance to.
We will have live build-up and full live match coverage of that game right here on Highland Radio tomorrow on an extended Saturday Sport with the Highland commentary team of Oisin Kelly, Martin McHugh and Brendan Kilcoyne. Don't remember, of course, that game throws in at 6 p.m. There's another 6 p.m. throw-in tomorrow in Group 1. That is between Meath and Kerry, taking place in Navan. Kerry are also sitting on 3 points in that group level with Donegal, but ahead on points difference. Sunday then sees the last games in Group 2 at 4 o'clock at Healy Park in Omagh. It's Tyrone hosting Dublin, those two teams already through to the All-Ireland semi-finals. It's the winner of that game will top the group. The other game in that group is Cork hosting Roscommon at Páirc Éireann, also at 4 o'clock. Paul Galvin is set to be the next Wexford senior football manager on a 2-year term. The 4-time All-Ireland winner and 3-time All-Star with Kerry will be put forward for ratification at next month's county board meeting. Padraig Fanning, has stepped down as manager of the Waterford Hurlers after just a year in charge. Waterford reached this year's National League Hurling Final, where they were beaten by Limerick. However, the Daisha lost all of their matches in the Munster Hurling Championship and maintained their status only because Laois won the Joe McDonagh Cup. Fanning says he's stepping down for personal reasons. In the Donegal All-County League this weekend in Division 1 on Sunday, it's a late throw-in for Kilcar, the leaders taking on Clonmacnoise at 6:30. An early throw-in sees Gweedore take on Milford at 12. Elsewhere at 3 o'clock, it's down at the bottom of the table clash between St Michael's and McCool's. Bundoring are hosting Glenswilly, and it's St Eunan's hosting Niamh Connell. In Division 2, it's first place Ardra taking on Termin, Buncrana against Ira Ballyshannon, St Noel's against Four Masters. Those games are all on Sunday, while tonight sees Termin host Dunlow and Glenfinn against Niamh Columba. Division 3 action this weekend. There's a one game this evening. It's top versus bottom. It's Burt taking on the Wirraloa Rosses. While then at 3 o'clock on Sunday, it's Mallon hosting Fanad Gales. Second place Downings hosting Niamh Ulton. Convoy make the trip to Niamh Columkilla. And it's Niamh Breeze against Red Hughes. While in Division 4, one game tonight sees Niamh Pádraig of Lifford take on Robert Emmetts. Top side then on Sunday, Letterkenny Gaels take on Cairn Donna. Second place Mobile against Narossa, and the Park of Muff against Pettigo. Turning our attention to cricket, the North West Senior Cup final taking place today and tomorrow at Eglinton. It's the Holders Brigade taking on Glendermot. We can get the latest from that one now with Emma McLaughlin.
Yeah, good afternoon. A beautiful afternoon at Eglinton here. Brigade, hot favourites. They won this one and they won the toss and batted first. They got a big, big score of 293 for 8 wickets. Johnny Thompson, 66, and Andy Britton, 61, their skipper, added 110 for the fifth wicket. Other players to score were David Murdoch with 31 and David Barr with 29. Glendermot and Allen, they're already under pressure. 50 for 4 at the moment. And David Cook, one of their main batsmen, is out for 11, the professional fielder score. So they're dependent on Jason Lynch, who's 24, not out. But Glendermot in all sorts of trouble. Good crowd down here today, a lot of Glendermot supporters, but it was sort of a no match, this one, and it's certainly turning out that way. So Glendermot's 54 for 4 now, they've moved on to chasing Brigade's 303. There's the second innings tomorrow, of course, and well, we hear the cheers and maybe another wicket falling. It's actually a 4 hit, so Glendermot putting up a wee bit of a fight, but a long, long way to go. Still up to 58 for 4.
And thanks to Eamon McLaughlin. You will be able to hear more from Eamon, of course, tomorrow on Saturday Sport. Staying with cricket, England have lost a pair of wickets this afternoon in their first innings of the first Ashes Test. A short time ago, the hosts were 202 for 4, trailing Australia by 82 runs. Rory Burns remains not out on 99 as we went to air. In cricket still, the National Cup semi-final on Sunday sees Ardmore hosting Terenure, so keep an ear out for that one on Sunday Sport. In cycling, the Errigal International Youth Tour is taking place this weekend. It sees 250 riders across three age groups, under 12, under 14 and under 16 boys and girls taking part. It attracts the very best in youth cyclists from Ireland, the UK and beyond. There are four stages taking place over the 3 days, and the first of those gets underway tomorrow in a road race at 1 p.m. in Church Hill. In horse racing, today at Ballybrit Racecourse for the Galway Races, the feature is the Guinness Handicap, and that one gets off at around 10 to 7. And finally, this evening in golf, Seamus Power starts his second round at the Wyndham Championship at 20 past 6 this evening, so around an hour's time. He's 2 shots off the lead after a 6 under par opening round of 64. Padraig Harrington gets underway 20 minutes later from 2 under. That's all your sports news here on Highland this evening. Tune in to Saturday Sport tomorrow from 2 p.m. where we will, of course, on an extended programme, have full live match commentary on the game between Mayo and Donegal in the Super 8s, the final phase of games in the Super 8s happening this weekend. That's all for now, but it's back to Michaela for more news.
Thanks, PJ. For weather now, dry for the rest of today, apart from a few isolated light showers, warm with spells of hazy sunshine and mostly light at southeast breezes. Tonight will be dry with clear spells and lowest temperatures of 12 to 14 degrees and light at southeast breezes. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a former British paratrooper charged in respect of Bloody Sunday is due to appear at Derry Courthouse on September the 18th for committal proceedings. The soldier, known only as Lance Corporal F, is to be prosecuted for murder, attempted murder and wounding with intent. There's been condemnation of the removal of flags from Lifford Bridge last night after they were erected in preparation for a national hunger strike commemoration in Lifford and Strabane on Sunday. A Westron MLA is claiming that a leaked Brexit memo shows the true impact of a no-deal scenario. The memo is understood to suggest that agriculture trade could stop in the north within 24 hours, there would be consumer panic and there could potentially be a security threat within 14 days of a no-deal Brexit. And Guardian Donegal have issued a warning ahead of a midsummer teenage disco due to be held in Letterkenny tonight. They say they are aware that temptation and peer pressure is a huge part of teenage life, but are urging all parents to discuss the dangers of alcohol and drugs with their children ahead of the event. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuked with Colm Ferriter, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Thank you. Shibur Mahasa Colin Ferreter and Shalin, the Priest Guilty. Playo Hours, a winning listen Gaelic and Gaeltacht, August Nahelin, a Crunu and Realtish, and Glan Colin Killer and Chacht and Shaw. Chur and Tarastat, Shan Kine, and Ul again Channel, go well Kostia, Edger Rana, Leve Bonnie, Major Leferbert, Nanillin. August Duru, Le Ran Farchiha, go well and Tarastat, Hon Dreacht, Realachine, on Act na djanga ha afigula a chur fuiv raj na dala solar shino har e chur se anuul komai an tolus is journey major lish an process raktul plana la changa segeltert komai la na tarhi an afretni ha a rinne an rinn erskeim na gunturi changa in Monskulta ha geltakta agus major lish an flan gnivyakti yavilis an ije go fihis a da agus coru an rialtas ar an olas comai fuin dal chuncian a ta jantar major leis an leidu an mwealu ar úsaid na gaeliga mar hanga afagúl agus ibra an eintas Europi. Coran an mór agriachta changa coran na gaeliga fwailtse rivan ogra an arastach go mei policy la farbert na helan na herin ar arag or Father Pobble na Nullan a Glorig policy, Lena Kenchu nach Mayo policy here Ella, August Gnevyakti Ella, a cart in Warsanak na Nullan in Mail. Carter she is go back to so righteous, falsi here or he of Connor Nigeliga, Fibina, a winning Leve, Agmaractal, Ellen Hart, Hostin na Chira. August Tasha Fogriha go well plan Changa, Tushkar Hun and all, Caddy have fine process, Planola Changa, Bay Altunus, Bliantil Suus, Lacade Mili. Euro a curr foil fuin frosis contacu la curry vime and flan agus linenaris her offiga planala changa a ostu con codu lishin finu and flan secanter agus tashe fogriha ag forest nigeliga go well shemarae maku en estiacht ar lua 4 million euro a yenif har trivliana is scheme na scholaracti geltacta le lin and trivliana ta roin Bein skemig frastalar tri grupa go sonrach skolari fwy ar jeg dini fasta agus chaili. Sta ga holas eg faras na geliga bunk IE. Shim mo chod sa eligolier slan agus banacht.
The original notices for this Friday evening, the 2nd of August. The death has taken place of Samuel Gordon, Gordon McCorrib, Letterkenny. His remains will repose at his daughter Frances and son-in-law Artie Gibson's home at Gorton Corrib from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral service there on Sunday afternoon at 2:30 with interment afterwards in Gortley Cemetery. Family time please from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu if desired to St. Eunan's Nursing Home, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Dennis Denny Rorty, Derry Beg. His remains are reposing at his residence. Removal to St. Mary's Church, Derry Beg, tomorrow for funeral mass at 12 noon with burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. Rosary at 9 p.m. House private, please, from after the rosary until 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Leon McGettigan, Tomb, Letchamecha Ward, aged 3, son of Patrick and Anne Catherine. His remains will repose at his father's residence in Tomb from 10 to 6 tomorrow. Mass of the Angels will take place on Sunday at 12 noon in St. Bridget's Church, Letchamecha Ward, with interment afterwards in the new cemetery. House strictly private, please, tomorrow evening from 6 o'clock and before the funeral on Sunday. And the death has taken place of Michael Curry, Coleman Fold, Strabane, formerly of Mourne Place. His remains are reposing at his sister Mary Kennedy's home at 9 Ashgrove Park, Strabane. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:30 for Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Melmount at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors.